Introducing the Heart Conviction Podcast with me as your host, Nina Palmer. Spirit-filled discussions, stories, and opinions from my time as a bondsman, pastor, and inmate on reality TV. Unapologetic conversations that will push boundaries, heal hearts, and hopefully add humor where it's been needed. We'll be facing hard truth topics with co-hosts and guests from the best to those society has outcast. Brace yourself because this isn't for the faint-hearted, but crafted to ignite, disrupt, and encourage. No topics too sacred, no heart too guarded. On church, relationships, society, pop culture, sexuality, our hearts, inner freedom, the fight between good and evil, travel, missions, incarceration, reform, love, hate, and the messy journey of pushing past spiritual comfort norms. It's hard being a human, and we're going to learn, grow, crack up, and hopefully renew our minds all at the same time. This might just make you question everything. Get ready for the unthinkable. This will not be your average podcast. Hard conversations start Monday, September 8th for the Heart Conviction Podcast, a Hopecast Network production.
Hey everybody, this is Ashley Arpel Steinbach, host of Locks of Laughs, Work Advice for Me, and of course, Movie Torture, aka I am the queen of the Hopecast Network. Or if you ask me, the queen bee. I hope you're all enjoying the amazing shows we have here on the Hopecast Network, and if you are, please don't forget to like and subscribe everywhere that you listen to or watch our podcasts.
This is the Hopecast Network. Stories and shows you actually want to listen to.
Well, it's time for you to get some delusion. This week, on Delusional Fandom, or as Jonathan calls this week's episode, Disillusioned Fandom, I'm your host, Brad. And first, before we start, I want to say thank you, Hopecast, for making this podcast and all the podcasts possible. Jonathan, did you know we have a new podcast on the network? I mean, this is a really new podcast. But we have a new one called Heart Convictions, hosted by Nina Palmer, who is from the show 60 Days In, the Utah version. So if you're wanting to dive into Heart Convictions, and you want to get that going, make sure you like and subscribe to her podcast. But this is Delusional Fandom, and I'm joined by my mostest, my bestest with the mostest, Jonathan. What's up?
I'm just reeling after the weekend. Someone at work today said they're a Bears fan, and they said week one was rough, but you know, 16 more weeks to go. And I said, that just reminds me there's 16 more weeks of sadness.
We also got Max with us today. You know, Max, he's a crowd favorite. The chicks dig Max on here. Early reports are stating that the chicks dig Max. Max, what's happening?
Hello.
He's like one word, Max. Hello.
One word. Hello. Should be his tagline. One word, Max.
And we have Delusional Dad in the chat today. He says, hi, all. Some will know him as MTD on Movie Torture, but now he is Delusional Dad because he's on this show with us now.
Jonathan. Remember that I'm his number two favorite.
Probably no one. And I don't think you are his number two. Is Jonathan your number two favorite? I think Jacob's probably there at this point.
No, Jacob's a chump.
Ugh. What do you think about? Let's get into. We got a few things I want to talk about today. One, I want to talk about Spitgate. I want to talk about that. I want to talk the spit that was heard around the world.
The spit sprayed around the world.
Yeah, I want to talk about that. Let's talk about Jalen Carter. What in your life? Have you ever seen a guy thrown out of a game before anything ever happens? That's a weird thing, man.
It's crazy. You're the champion. Like, why are you coming in spitting on Dak Prescott, who was hurt all last year? Like, your spit's probably more accurate than Dak Prescott. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, like, the Cowboys are a pathetic
organization, and Dak can't even sniff the old jock of Jalen Carter, and Jalen Carter's, you know, stooping down to his level. Max, what would happen if you got spit on in your football game?
The guy would definitely be getting, like, thrown out or something. Like, he wouldn't be able to play.
Would you throw some fist?
No.
Yeah, that's a good answer. What are your thoughts on the spit, Max? As we watched that game, you and I, what were your thoughts when you saw Jalen Carter spit?
Like, why would he do that? The game hasn't even started, so like, why would he just not like, why would he just want to spit on someone and just not play the whole game, and put like, yeah.
Did y'all see what happened while he was in the locker room, though? He went to the Dallas locker room and took a dump in Dak's locker.
Shut up.
He did. He took a massive dump in Dak's locker and then wrote out the turds in the word Dak. MTD says, Max is a man of few words. He's chiming in, Max. I heard
that Dak Prescott was just thankful for the free Gatorade sample.
George Pickens is like, can I get some of that spit for my drug test?
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, my gosh. What do you think of that game, though? Like, if I'm the Cowboys, when Jalen Carter gets thrown out, this is our moment where I huddle him up and I'm like, we can beat this team now.
100%. Hey, and I'm going to go back. I'm going to give credit to myself. The Cowboys didn't look bad, dude. Like, they're not a bad team.
They're not a good team.
They're better than the Panthers.
We're going to get to the Panthers. We're going to get to the Panthers, and we're going to get to the Lions. They are not better than the Panthers. Well, they are better than the Panthers, but they are not that good. Their defense is not that good, and you could tell the hour break really affected them. Both teams.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And I think it affected the Panthers on Sunday, the hour and 15-minute break. It's tough to cool your body down and then ramp it back up again. I would
be clear, suspect. That was not why the Panthers sucked.
No. Yeah. So let's talk about, we're all delusional here. How was Sunday morning getting up for you? Like, for me, it's like Christmas morning. I'm like, this is amazing. We have every team playing this weekend. We got the Chiefs losing, which was early Christmas gift. I love that. And then Sunday morning, I'm at church, and I'm like, man, I can't wait for church to be over today because I'm ready to go home, throw on my Bryce Young jersey, and sit on the couch with my boy and watch the games. What was it like for you waking up, Jonathan?
Dude, we got up super early. I was up at like 6:30, woke my wife up, said, come on, we're going to the first service at church. We got to church, got home, and I like planted myself on the couch.
Oh, yeah, because you go to early service, you can get home to watch pregame.
Oh, yeah, dude, I got home at like 9:50, I think it was.
Oh, Delusional Dad says Panthers better than Cowboys.
Delusional Dad didn't watch week one football. I get it.
He's on a lot of high dosage drugs. So there's that. What's the name of this podcast? He says, this one is Disillusioned Fans. I'm at church and I'm sitting there and I get a text. Jonathan's in my text group and he makes the funniest text. And I want to read this to the listeners. You get a snapshot of what goes on with our meltdowns. And he goes, only 20 minutes from the start of a disappointing 18-week season.
Oh, man.
Like, that is a way to start out. Now, I'm all happy at this point. I'm Bryce Young, in my mind. I might have even told you this, Jonathan. I said, I think Bryce can go for 35-9 this season.
I think we talked about this last week.
Did we? Okay. And then Sunday morning, I'm like, this is Bryce, man. He is going to light up Trevor Lawrence. This is going to be – oh, he was being – MTD was being sarcastic. He's going to be great. But once again, we get fooled by the ineptitude of the Carolina Panthers. Right? I mean, I'm just sick of it, dude. I'm so sick of it. Brad is delusional. You're right, MTD. I don't know, man. I'm sick of being a Panther fan. I really am. I'm just sick of it.
It's hard for me to even come away with like what was good on Sunday. Like
T-Mac was good.
T-Mac was our highlight, I think.
JC Horn was good.
JC Horn. Pick. What was that?
He got a pick.
And yeah. It was a great pick. It was a great pick.
It reminded me a little bit, not quite as acrobatic, but Dante Jackson a few years ago when he kind of reminded me of
which we still had him.
Yeah. But I personally didn't think that Bryce looked terrible. He just didn't look good. And the defense was awful. I mean, I think we need to start firing coaches. Like, week two needs to be a huge turnaround.
I'm worried week two. Okay, let's play this out since we're delusional. What if Bryce goes out and throws for 85 yards in week two, two picks, another fumble, and we lose? We lose to Arizona in Arizona 41-3. What do we do at that point?
I'm burning.
I'm so depressed just thinking about it. Listeners, I really just want to. What do we do? Like, do we bench Bryce again? Like, after week two, does he get benched again and then bring him back when we're out and just let him go out there and sling it until we.
So what if that's what we do every year? Like, what if we get better like 3 years from now? We're actually good, but we have to like bench Bryce at some point every season.
Maybe we bench him first game because he sucks first game of the season every year. I mean, he's no good. I just don't know. What do we do? I would fire Ejiro Evero. I think he should be canned like yesterday.
Yep.
I think he's a problem. And when you got the head coach and Dave Canales going, you know, I'm asking maybe we can get some younger guys on defense playing. Why are you asking? You're the head coach. You tell the defensive coordinator, I want to see the young rookies play. Because what do we have to lose? Why are we playing Nick Scott every snap of the game when he sucks? I don't understand that. I don't understand Ejiro Evero. I think he should be fired. And I don't know. He infuriates me. Is he the best D coordinator we could get at this point?
I wish we could get Steve Wilkes back. But
oh, man, I'd kill to have Steve Wilkes. I'd kill to have Steve Wilkes' housemaid. Whoever cleans his house, just come do some defensive work for us.
Yeesh.
I feel like you and I could call this defense, man. Like, we have now had 9 straight games of 200 yards rushing against us. That is almost unbelievable in the NFL.
I want to also point out something outside of the defense is Austin Corbett deserves to be benched.
Oh, he's a terrible center. I know he's not a natural center, but good gosh, man, you can't find somebody better than this guy to snap a ball. Let's just put Max out there and let him snap.
I mean, I know Bryce is a little guy, but like he was snapping at like 6.5 feet up in the air.
Like
caught every snap like this.
Yeah, at practice tomorrow, they should spend an hour just snapping the ball to Bryce over and over again. I mean, I don't understand how you can't get a snap right. Don't even get me on the 4th-and-1 just throwing it out of bounds. I don't understand that call either. That's a bonehead call, man. Bryce just throws it out of the end zone. Like, where are you throwing it, bro? You'd be better off throwing an interception in the end zone. At least you're trying to hit someone. You know, it's ineptitude from the top. Canales can't coach. Bryce is pathetic. And the defense is garbage. And we're going to have another rebuild next year. And we're going to have to hear it's a process. And I'm sick of it. We heard it was a process with Matt Rhule. It was a process. It was a 3-year process. We got to the 3rd year and we fired him. And then with Frank Reich.
Jay-Z quote that.
I don't even know. Then we got Frank Reich. And then we're like, this is it. Frank Reich's the new. We got an offensive mind. We're going to be lighting it up like Philly. And we give him like 9 games. And then now we hire Dave Canales over John Harbaugh or Jim Harbaugh. And we're paying the price. I mean, he's not a good coach. He doesn't know how to coach. And we're stuck. And he's probably going to get fired at the end of the season, and we're going to scrap it all again. We're going to have to draft a quarterback. We're going to have to – it's just – I just can't, man.
Chuba was also another high spot. I thought Chuba
– Yeah, but you know what? You know who didn't run the ball in the third quarter? Chuba.
Yeah.
They only went to Rico Dowdle, which I don't understand that coaching strategy. You got a guy that's lighting it up, and he's our best running back, and you're like, let's bench him for a quarter. It doesn't even make sense to me.
Right now.
What?
He's probably our best offensive player right now.
He has to be. Him and T-Mac has to be our
– Now, I don't want to see another video about Xavier Leggett eating raccoon or riding a horse or how country he is until he can be a serviceable wide receiver. Like, I get it. He's a funny personality, but, like, he sucks at football right now.
He is a crappy wide receiver who will be out of the league in 3 years.
He'll be a Terrace Marshall Jr.
I think he's better than him, right?
Is he?
Max, is Xavier Leggett better than Terrace Marshall?
Yeah.
He has to be,
definitely.
Right?
Old stone hands, drops the ball. I mean, he's no good. And I want to like him.
Okay, I want you just to put this in perspective. We took Xavier Leggett last pick of the first round last season. We could have drafted Ladd McConkey or Keon Coleman. I think both are better.
Yeah.
I think they're both better. And then we drafted Jonathan Brooks with the 46th pick, who I contest will never see play for the Panthers.
I forgot he drafted him. I forgot he's on the team.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just looking at the wide imagine if we had Ladd McConkey right now.
We would have lost a game by the same amount.
Here's my problem, though. Here's my beef with the Panthers. I don't like Adam Thielen. I think he's a huge turd, and here's why.
Whoa.
Yeah, listen to me, guys. I agree. I think I've heard Mac say this, and I agree with him on the Mac attack. One, he went crying to Dan Morgan. I want to go home to Minnesota. I miss home, right? Dan Morgan's like, let me see what I can do for you. And he cried and cried, and we finally shipped him out. I think the Panthers suck because they should have been like, bro, you're under contract. We gave you a $2 million bonus to play this year, and then he immediately gave it back to Minnesota. It's like, I don't even want it now.
How the tune has changed with you when you were so glad we fleeced the Vikings is what
we did fleece them. We did get good return.
You should be
happy. I care because listen, man, if this is our wide receiver core, we 5 catches and 21 yards outside of T-Mac. Why did we trade away Adam Thielen? And then we expect Bryce to be good.
I agree. I said that when we traded him.
I don't know why Bryce is even – like, we're like, we need Bryce to be good. This is Bryce's make or break year. Jacob said Thielen brings the healing. No. Thielen
Croker let us down.
By getting hurt?
Exactly.
We were a Croker away from what we saw on Sunday?
You said Croker is better than Thielen.
Yeah, but
we went through it.
We were a cokehead groin injury away from what we saw on Sunday.
No, that's what you're saying. You said that we shouldn't trade away Thielen, but you also said Coker's better than Thielen. Coker is who let us down.
I'm going to say this. I think David Moore's better than Xavier Leggett.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know why we continue to make Xavier Leggett our number two. Put David Moore in there as our number two and put Xavier Leggett on the sideline watching.
Yeah, he's got
Bryce Young, that guy, man. Make him sit on the sideline and learn.
Yep.
Why not play Jimmy Horn Jr.? We don't even know what we got in this guy. You mean to tell me we've seen Xavier Leggett. We saw him drop a huge ball against the Eagles where we could have beat them last season. We saw him not toe tap on Sunday. I've seen enough of this idiot. I don't care if he's a first rounder. Get him out of here.
I'm with you.
I'm disillusioned, though. Max, we haven't even got to your team yet. We're getting there.
I gotta say, I'm gonna point this out. I like to look at my football seasons and rank them a little bit by how much of game time did I miss for a nap.
Oh, that is a good one. How many listeners napped during the games?
Almost two full quarters in a nap on Sunday.
I did not fall asleep at all, but Max thinks I only talk during Panther games. When there's no Panther game on, he says I fall asleep. He's like, don't want to talk now, Dad. Don't want to talk to your son. That's what he says. How do you say it, Max?
Don't want to talk to your son?
I'm here, Dad. Talk to me.
You're giving him the MTD treatment.
No. I just think it's crazy that we were a Coke head groin injury away from what we saw on Sunday. Is Jalen Coker, he's better than Xavier Leggett. Let's be real.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And he's undrafted. We spent a first rounder on Xavier Leggett. How many bad decisions have they made?
Terrible.
I mean, we could have Xavier Leggett and Ladd McConkey.
Going back to what were our how many wins were we saying we thought the Panthers would have this year?
I said maybe 11.
Were you a delusional fan?
I'm always a glass half full guy. You're the negative Nelly of the show. So I'm still going to say we win 10 games.
You're still going to say
we got exploded by the Jaguars and you're saying we're going to win 10 games?
Here's the thing, man. I feel like when I watch any other NFL game, I'm watching NFL players. But when I watch the Panthers, it's like I'm watching the worst of the worst play.
It just seems so hard for them.
It does. Like, just getting a first down, just running the ball, everything seems like a challenge. Missed tackles. But, like, when you're watching J.J. McCarthy in the fourth quarter slinging around last night, and I did – tell Kristen, man, JJ looks like Bryce Young for a while. I was like, he sucks. But he proved me wrong. He did something Bryce can't do. And 10 games over the next 3 years. So that's what we're going to win? Oh, thanks, Jacob. You're probably right. We've lost 10 games now. This will be our seventh straight season of 10 straight losses, of 10 lost seasons. I mean, we're the worst franchise in the NFL, right? We're the factory of sadness.
We're the Browns.
We're the Browns. We're worse than the Browns. I mean, at least with the Browns, they got a coach that knows how to coach.
Yep.
But let's get to Aaron Rodgers throwing four touchdowns. Do you think that's real? Do you think he can throw 40 touchdowns this season?
I think physically speaking, he's better than Tom Brady was at that age. Physically. I'm not saying he's the winner. The mastermind that Brady is. I'm saying physically, I think he can do everything and more that Brady did at that age.
Boy, that's delusional. There's no way I would say that. There's no way.
I think in their prime, Rodgers had more in his arsenal than Brady did.
Okay, let's talk about Ryan Clark's comments that Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Drew Brees are not generational talents in the NFL.
Wait, he said what?
Yeah, look it up. It's a tweet. Look it up. Jacob, you can find it. Ryan Clark stated on a show on ESPN that Drew Brees, Peyton Manning, and Tom Brady are not generational talents. He said Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent.
Drew Brees, Tom Brady, and Peyton Manning?
He said Andrew Luck and Patrick Mahomes are generational talents.
Are you sure this isn't like a deep fake thing?
No, this is legit real.
At Aaron Rodgers' age, Tom Brady at Aaron Rodgers' age had 4,105 passing yards and 25 touchdowns and 11 picks.
Crazy. I'm reading it now. I think John Elway was a generational talent. I think Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent. I don't think Tom Brady. I don't think Drew Brees. I don't think Peyton Manning are generational talents. I don't even know where to go from here.
Well, I mean, he had to. I mean, I feel like truthfully, Ryan Clark only thinks Patrick Mahomes is a generational talent. He just has to sandwich a couple white dudes in there to make him not look so bad because Tom Brady's the GOAT. And
it's debatable.
There's no debate. The guy has more Super Bowl rings on his finger than any other organization combined in the NFL. Like, the guy's the GOAT. Nobody's questioning Tom Brady. He's the best that's ever played. And I don't think there'll be a player better than him. I don't see Mahomes getting 8 Super Bowls.
No.
I don't see it. I think Josh Allen has the potential, but I don't think he's going to do it either. He hasn't even gotten one yet.
Mahomes is the only one that has any potential to do it.
Yeah, but I don't think he is, because I feel like the Kansas City dynasty is on the back end right now.
I don't know about that. That's what they were saying about Brady around this point in his career, too.
Yeah, okay. Kelsey's gone next season. They don't have a good running game. Yeah, Pacheco is not that good.
Max, tell your daddy's wrong.
You're wrong.
You think so, Max? You think the dynasty is just as good? I don't think so.
Well, they're not as good as they were like a few seasons ago, but I mean, they're not bad.
Hold on. The only reason they've been in contention the last couple years is because of the refs.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real. The refs, if you breathe on Mahomes, it's a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, but that's
he's been bailed out a lot.
That guy. I mean, Brady got the same treatment.
Brady was, I don't know. I think Brady's better than Mahomes. I just think he is.
I mean, I think it's Brady's crown until proven otherwise.
Okay, in basketball terms, Brady's Jordan, and Mahomes is LeBron.
Probably fair.
Do you think he catches Jordan? I don't think he does.
I think there's more hype of like LeBron over Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Well, that's because LeBron creates the hype.
Yeah.
Did you? I know this is deluded. Did you see that LeBron's Clutch Sports? You know he runs Clutch. Did you see that it came out in Gilbert Arenas' podcast that they asked Mark Cuban who the best players in the last 20 years have been? And he's like, well, you got to start with Kobe, and then you got to go Tim Duncan, you got to go Dirk, you got to go Luka and Jokic. And then the guy goes, we got to put LeBron in there. He said, we got a thing with Clutch. So it come out that Clutch is paying Gilbert Arenas to bash Kobe because he's all of a sudden started bashing Kobe and lighting up how great LeBron is. LeBron is paying these guys to hype him. That's pathetic.
That is pathetic.
It's so pathetic. So then Cuban, of course, goes, oh, yeah, of course LeBron. Of course LeBron is great. He just had to say, like, come on, man. Let's be real. Anyway, people didn't tune in to hear basketball talk. So let's talk about the Lions. Max and I both were disillusioned on Sunday. Max, what were your thoughts about your team?
I mean, they were playing like probably the best team in the NFC. So, I mean, I couldn't do much about it.
Wait, are the Packers the best team in the NFC?
Yeah.
Over the Eagles?
Yeah.
Jonathan?
Oh my gosh, I can't even right now.
I think Max is saying that just to pad the sadness of the loss, right?
Dude, the Lions' offense just didn't click, dude.
Yeah, they didn't do good. Like,
I will say that Packers' defense was really good last year, and they're better this year.
Well, they got Micah Parsons now too, right?
I don't believe in the Packers' offense yet. I'm not a believer in Jordan Love and all they bring to the table, but that defense is legit.
If they can beat the Lions, they can beat any team.
I got to tell you, I think Tampa's pretty good.
I don't think that Baker Mayfield can take them to the promised land.
Dude, if you put Baker Mayfield on the Packers, he's better than Jordan Love. I don't care what anybody – he's better than Jordan Love.
You think that Baker's better than Jordan Love?
I think Baker's better than Jordan Love, 100%.
I think they're very similar players. But Jordan Love's not proven himself at all yet. But I don't think Baker has really either. He's just kind of –
I feel like he has. He's had winning seasons in Tampa. Max, what was his stats last season? Look his stats up.
Really, honestly, though, the Lions didn't look terrible. Jared Goff looked okay. They just couldn't run the ball, which was surprising between Montgomery and Gibbs.
Do you think losing Ben Johnson was the reason they looked terrible?
What do you say, Max?
What? Sorry, what?
Losing Ben Johnson, do you think that's what affected him?
Yeah. I mean.
He's a mastermind and the offensive coordinator.
We're going to get to him, though. We're getting to this game.
I have Baker's stats from last year. 4,500 passing yards, 41 touchdowns.
Wow. How many interceptions?
Hold on, it didn't say.
I'll go ahead and take back what I said, because he was a fantasy stud last year.
What was the interceptions? I bet it was like 12, maybe.
16.
Okay, 16. 41 and 16. That's a pretty good stat line. Baker's a winner, man. Baker will scrap. I wish we still had him in Carolina.
He does got that dog in him.
He's got dog, man. He's going to go out there. He's going to sling it. He's like the rich man's Jameis Winston.
He's going to sling it.
He's good. He's good, Jameis.
So you would describe Jameis as a poor man's Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, because Baker will sling it. He'll try to make the throw. Jameis tries. He just isn't any good.
Dude, that is so funny. But what about the Lions? How do you feel about the Lions? Because they've got to get their offensive line cleaned up, because they got to get the run going, and they got to protect Jared Goff. How many times did he get sacked, Max? Like 5 or 6, it felt like? I mean, I feel like every time I turn around, he was getting a hit.
Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was a sad day. I mean, Max got so upset he went and played soccer with his friends and didn't even watch the whole first half of the Lions game.
Wow. Did you cry a little bit?
Does that make him a real fan, though, that he goes outside just and he doesn't watch the game?
Well, I mean, I did just admit to sleeping through half of the Panther game. So
I should call you
a bandwagon fan, Max, but you're just a disillusioned fan right now.
He's not a bandwagon. Listeners, Max has rooted for the Lions since they were
terrible,
really bad.
Yeah.
And so he's not a bandwagon guy. Maybe I should start watching Panthers for sleep.
I think Max started liking the Lions, like, they were definitely really terrible.
They went like 0-16.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. You were like way back then.
He remembers the first Dan Campbell year when they won like 3 games.
Yeah.
Like that was Jacob says you're a bandwagon, Max. So let's get to our final game we want to talk about. The Bears and the Vikings. My mind's tired. What's your take on Caleb Williams?
It makes me feel good to see him not play well, because the Panthers sacrificed so much for Bryce, and he's part of that equation. I'm going to always root against him for that reason.
So I was watching the game last night, and DJ Moore gets hurt. Did you see DJ Moore get hurt in the game?
I didn't.
Near the end, and the announcers go, DJ Moore traded to – and I thought, oh, my gosh, here we go. They're going to talk about – all the things we traded for Bryce Young, and they didn't. I was so excited. Joe Buck was like, traded from the Carolina Panthers to the Bears in 2023, and then he just, at least they didn't add in the fact that we gave up everything for a garbage quarterback. I do think Caleb is better than Bryce. I would much rather have Caleb on the Panthers.
Yeah, for sure. He's got way more talent and just physical skills.
Yeah. But, you know, we don't know what Bryce could be, because Dave Canales won't play him in the preseason. He treats him like he's Peyton Manning in his prime. Like, this guy should be playing every snap in the preseason, because he needs the work. But that game last night, man, the Bears started out. I'm sure all the Bears fans were like, this is our year, baby. Like, they had to be excited. I mean, they had to be like their wife just came home with a birthday surprise excited. Because they had to be. And then it just went away. J.J. McCarthy threw that pick. And at that point, you knew the Bears were like, we're up 17-6.
This is over, baby.
This is over. They got delusional, man. See, I do think that Bears fans are a very delusional fan base. And then they show, what's his name, Swift? DeAndre Swift. Running through that defensive line, and like that's Troy Aikman's like, that's the best run I've ever seen him do. I mean, they're up 17-6. He's busting these lines, man. Then they miss the field goal, and that's where it goes down. And then the Vikings are like, you know what? This is our game. We're not letting these little cubbies take us to the woodshed. Here's my beef with the game, Jonathan. Ben Johnson's a top five paid coach in the NFL. I'm pretty sure he is. He's like probably at least top seven. He probably makes $10 million, $11 million a year to coach. Everybody and their brother watching the game knew, everyone knew, kick it out of bounds, so they have to run a play at 2 minutes and 2 seconds. So then the two-minute warning comes, and they run the second down, and then they call their only timeout, which they should have two. They blew it on a stupid challenge. They would have had 50 seconds at least to work the field at the end of the game. But Ben Johnson has him kick in the end zone, and they return it. And now it's at 1 minute, 56 seconds, and it's over at that point. Like, it was a dumb coaching call. I feel like he got out-coached for a guy making probably more than Kevin O'Connell is making to coach. What are your thoughts?
I just looked it up. Both Ben and Kevin make $13 million a year.
Kevin O'Connell makes $13
million? They're both top 10. It's number 8 and 9, but they both make $13 million a year.
Yeah, but at least Kevin O'Connell's proven himself. Ben Johnson's never coached. Last night was his first ever head coaching gig.
Right.
And he's got $13 mil. Who is the lowest paid coach in the NFL? Ooh, Dave Canales?
Let's see. Lowest paid NHL or NFL head coach. It is. Drum roll, please. If it's Dave Canales, I'm out.
It's Tennessee Titans.
Dave Canales.
He's the lowest paid coach?
Yes.
What's he make?
It says somewhere between $2 and $5 million, but figures aren't publicly available. That's weird.
Andy Reid makes $20 million.
So, but he signed a $6 million contract, a 6-year contract.
Yeah.
So he would have. So David Tepper would have no problem paying that out when he fires him at the end of the season, right?
Oh yeah, for sure. That is crazy.
Yeah, we don't spend money on coaches, dude. We don't need coaches here.
It's crazy. If you look at the top 10 paid coaches, it's all good teams. Like, just pony up and hire Sean McVay or somebody. Like, God.
What if we had hired Sean Payton instead of Frank Reich?
Sean Payton? I couldn't imagine having Sean Payton as our coach.
I would take it. He probably makes $20 million a year, right?
18.
Yeah, there you go, Max.
$18 million. Is he the highest paid coach?
No, Andy Reid is.
What's Andy Reid make?
$20 million.
Wow. $20 million. That's amazing. Anyway, well, that $13 million coach and Ben Johnson got out coached on Monday night. He should have. If you kick it, did you know the new rule, Jonathan? You kick it in the out of the end zone, you get the ball at the 35.
Yeah.
If you kick it out of bounds, you get it at the 40. What is 5 yards? Anybody, you and I could kick a ball out of bounds. Like, Ben Johnson said, I thought he maybe could get it out of the end zone. Well, why even do that? Just kick it out of bounds. All you got to do is kick it out of bounds. Different game. But again, Kevin O'Connell's playing chess while Ben Johnson's playing checkers. I mean, the offense looked terrible. His offense did not look good. It's funny what a difference a quarterback and Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jahmyr Gibbs, and David Montgomery make when you replace them with DJ Moore, DeAndre Swift, and Caleb Williams. It's so funny. And I do think, I don't know what games Max has picked. We're going to get to that in a second. I hope he has the Bears-Detroit game as one of his picks. Do you have five games we're going to pick from this week?
Yeah.
Let's pick them.
Okay. The first one is going to be...
Wait. Before you read the picks, we need to know what the results are from last week.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, the first game was the Chiefs and Chargers, and Jonathan picked Chargers, I picked Chiefs, and my dad picked Chargers.
Okay, good. So me and Jonathan got two wins there, or one win.
Yeah, and then... The second game was the Lions and Packers, I chose the Lions. My dad chose Packers, and Jonathan chose Lions.
So I got two wins. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the next game.
And then the next one was the Rams and Texans. Jonathan chose the Rams. My dad chose the Rams, and I chose the Texans. So
three wins. Have you got a win yet, Max?
No.
Okay. What do we got?
And the next one was the Bills and Ravens, and my dad chose the Bills. Jonathan chose the Bills, and I chose the Ravens.
Four. I have four wins. Okay.
And the last one was the Vikings and Bears, and my dad chose the Vikings. Jonathan chose the Vikings, and I chose the Bears.
Wait, you went 0-5?
Yeah.
And Jonathan and I went 5-0.
No, I went 4-1.
Yeah, 4-1.
And I went 5-0, so I'm undefeated. Okay, got a lot riding on this. What are our games this week?
Okay, the first one is the Commanders versus Packers.
Okay, I'm going Packers.
I'm going Packers.
Commanders.
Packers.
I'm going Packers. Okay, write that down, Max.
I know. I am. Okay, the next one is...
What's the next game?
Lions and Bears.
I'm going Lions.
Yeah, same.
I think the Lions paced them.
Lions.
Yeah. Clean sweep Lions? Here, man.
I'll go Lions.
Lions are going to come out with something to prove.
Okay, let's see. Next, we're doing the Panthers and the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
I'm going Cardinals.
I guess I gotta go Panthers.
No, I'm gonna go Panthers. I'm panthering up. I'm going Panthers. Yeah. I'm with Max.
I go Panthers.
I'm panthering up, man.
Yeah.
Y'all are delusional.
We're like three sad guys in a bar, like thinking we can get really hot chicks, but we end up with nothing at the end of the night.
Okay.
That's our dream. That's our life with sports. What's the next one?
Let's do... which one should we do?
I like how he picks them while we're talking. He doesn't have it prepared. Like I ask him.
Giants and Seahawks and Steelers.
Ooh, I'm going Steelers.
Steelers for sure.
There's no way Darnold's beating the Steelers, man.
Yeah, no way.
Sam Darnold all over that field, man. he's a terrible quarterback.
He's back to Panther Darnold.
Yeah, he's Panther Darnold.
He doesn't have Jefferson to throw to anymore.
We didn't read any delusions tonight. We got
some delusions. I think
okay, good.
The number one fan base that's capable of delusion this week has got to be the Buffalo Bills, right?
100%. Dude, saw their Messiah do what he did.
I got a couple of tweets. Josh Allen is the greatest quarterback in NFL history, and he is just getting started.
Oh, my gosh. Jacob's comment's hilarious. What's trying that? To pick up three chicks, come home with a mop.
All right, that was good. Here's my next. This is so funny. If Josh Allen played in the 80s, he'd have 10 Super Bowl rings. Honestly, it may not be delusional, but it's still a funny tweet.
That's bonkers, man.
One last one, actually. Josh Allen could throw a football to the moon and hit a moving target. he is a guy, but I don't know that I get that far ahead of myself. He can't take out Mahomes. He's got to take out Mahomes in the playoffs before he can really wear the crown.
Yeah, he's got to take Mahomes out. He's got to take Jalen Hurts out.
Yep.
He's got to go man to man with Bryce Young.
Well, I was going to say, if I could pick any quarterback today to put on my team, it would probably be Josh Allen, but. He's got some guys he's got to knock off the throne.
Quick question before we go. Who would you pick NFC South to be your quarterback if you're starting a franchise right now?
Anybody?
Michael Penix.
I'm going Baker Mayfield.
Dude, I don't even know. I guess Baker if you're going to pick anybody, but.
Okay, NFC East, who you going?
Jalen Hurts.
I'm going to go Jaden Daniels.
Jaden Daniels for sure.
NFC West.
I don't even know who's in the NFC West.
Seahawks,
I'm
probably going to go Cardinals, Rams, Cardinals. I just said that.
Seahawks, Cardinals, Rams, and 49ers. I'm going to go Purdy.
Purdy.
AFC North.
Is that Steelers?
Lamar Jackson.
I'm going to go Lamar. No. I'm going to go Joe Burrow.
Oh, yeah. Joey B for sure.
I'm going Joe Burrow.
Lamar.
Yeah, AFC East, I'm going to go...
Josh Allen.
Yeah, I'll go Josh Allen. I would go Drake May, though. I mean, after him.
It's not AFC... That's the homer.
Yeah.
AFC South, who are we going with? I guess CJ?
Cam Ward.
No, he's AFC East.
Cam Ward.
You're going Cam Ward? I'm going Daniel Jones. No, I'm kidding.
South.
I'm going to go CJ Stroud. It's either CJ or Trevor.
And Colts.
I'm going to go CJ over Trevor Lawrence.
I'm going Cam Ward.
Cam Ward with Max.
Okay. I might go Cam Ward. AFC West. Patrick Mahomes.
You got to.
I don't know. Maybe like Bo Nix or Herbert.
Nah, I'm going Mahomes.
Herbert, that's another delusional thing. He's so hyped. I think football card collectors have really just overhyped him. I think that's the only reason anyone cares about Herbert.
Speaking of Ryan Clark, I have another thing I saw online today. This is legit real. He knocked Herbert for not being that good. And Jim Harbaugh found out about it, and he said, "Hey man, I have a water boy position open for you if you ever need a job." To Ryan Clark, like he threw some shade. Last one, NFC North. Who are you going with?
Dude, I love that you just know where all these teams are and in what division. Who's all in NFC North?
Vikings, Seattle? Vikings, Lions,
Packers, Bears, and Lions.
I'm going JJ McCarthy.
What?
I'm going Jared Goff.
I mean, I'm Jared Goff's getting – if you're trying to, like – rebuild, like you're trying to get younger guys. I mean,
Max, let me teach you something right now. JJ McCarthy might be the worst quarterback in the NFL in 2 years.
He might be. He could be Bryce. He could have had one. Everybody finds something in a turd in the toilet sometime. There's always
a goal. Majority of last night's game, he did not look that great.
He didn't.
But, or I'd go Jordan Love.
But I like him because he played for Michigan. So I'm not a Jordan Love guy. He doesn't do it for me. He doesn't move me.
Okay, I didn't get to say the last game.
Oh, gosh, I thought we didn't. What's the last game before we wrap?
The Eagles and the Chiefs.
Oh, I'm going Eagles.
I'm going Eagles.
Chiefs.
You got to go Eagles.
I'm going Chiefs.
Oh, my gosh.
That's six games, though, that we've done, right?
That's six, Max?
No, Packers, Lions. That's five.
Oh.
Panthers. We did Packers, Panthers, Redskins.
We did the Commanders Packers game, the Lions Bears game, the Panthers Cardinals game, the Steelers Seahawks game, and the Chiefs Eagles game.
Okay.
Well, it's a good episode, guys. I can't wait for next week. We're gonna talk week two. Hopefully it's not disillusioned. Hopefully we're on here going, man, Bryce threw for 400 yards, six touchdowns.
Listen, you're nice. A bipolar Panther fan. You're going to be jumping up and down on Sunday about 4:30.
No, our friend Josh is the most depressed Panther fan I've ever met in my life. Like, he just doesn't even – he's so sad every time we text. He's if you're listening, Josh, we love you. But I don't think he listens to pods. Yeah, well, hey, for Max, for Jonathan – my name's Brad for the chat. Thanks for being in the chat, guys. Delusional Dad, Jacob, always around. We love you guys. We'll see you next week on Delusional Fandom.